Chapter 2 Matters of the Crystal Heart. Princess Cadence burst into her living quarters, adrenaline coursing through her body as she scanned the cavernous space for her husband and foal. Cadence couldn't believe that her worst fears about today had come true after all. She was lucky that she'd stayed behind to talk with the group of mares and fillies. Otherwise, she wouldn't have seen the dying Crystal Heart in time. Cadence had managed to boost the energy of the heart with her powerful alicorn magic. But it wouldn't last forever. She needed another plan. Cadence, filled with dread, cantered through the halls of the castle. The Crystal Heart was in terrible danger, and if Princess Cadence didn't fix it soon, the Crystal Empire would be too. All she'd wanted was to see the ponies of her land filled with light and love and to watch the kingdom blossom into a beautiful spring. Bees buzzing, pretty flowers blooming, and ponies prancing around and playing together. If the heart stopped glowing and broke apart once more, there would never be spring again. The entire expanse and every pony in it would be covered with much worse than the normal winter. It would be an avalanche of snow from the frozen north. Shining armor, the princess cried out as she galloped toward the couple's sitting room where the fireplace was. We have a problem. The crystal hot. Whoa! As if in slow motion, Cadence lost her hoofing. As she fell to the ground, she managed to glimpse the culprit responsible for her ungraceful tumble. It was one of her gowns from a past gala. She tried it on earlier to see if she wanted to send it to Rarity for alterations and had carelessly tossed it onto the floor. The moment Cadence hit the floor, she expected to hear a loud thud. But the impact made no sound at all because the princess had landed on a patch of grass. She looked up to see that she was now in a soft green garden with the sun shining on her pink face. The fresh air held the heavy, pleasant scent of flower blossoms. In the distance, intricate topiaries lined the horizon. Hundreds of ponies were laughing and singing. Where was she? A searing flash of blue momentarily blinded her, and she was back in the sitting room with her hoof tangled up in a gown. Cadence, what are you doing on the floor? Shining Armor bolted over to help his wife, ditching the pile of logs he'd assembled. Are you hurt? Shining reached out his hoof. No, I'm all right, but I am confused, Cadence mused, trying to work out what exactly she had just seen. Had it been a dream? A premonition? Or had it just been her most sincere wish that had materialized to tease her? A beautiful spring day in the Crystal Empire Garden. Confused? Shining Armor asked with a sly smirk, picking up the dress from the floor and holding it up as evidence. About why you are the most beautiful, prim and proper princess, but also secretly the messiest mare in all of the Crystal Empire? He chuckled lovingly. He had not known that side of Cadence until they were married. Shining Armor's belongings, his precious comic books and games, were displayed neatly on his shelves, whereas Cadence's things were everywhere. The princess had many admirable qualities, but tidiness was not one of them. When Cadence didn't giggle at his jab, as she usually did, Shining Armor knew something was off. What is it, Katie? You look kind of strange. Kind of like you just had one of my visions, Cadence confirmed, her almond-shaped eyes widening as she met his. She nodded in disbelief. I can't figure it out. It's been years since I've had any that strong, and now two in one day. Ever since she was a little Pegasus filly, Cadence had received hazy visions of the future. They were random and uncontrollable, but they almost always were fulfilled. After many years of observing the unique magical ability as she watched Cadence grow, Princess Celestia believed the talent had come to Cadence through Prismia, the evil enchantress Cadence had defeated as a young pony. Not many ponies knew of this gift. Of course, Shining Armor was one of the few who did. Princess Cadence could keep nothing from her best friend.
Whoa, two visions?
Shining Armor cocked his head. This morning before the heart song, I saw another. It was why I was so worried about Everypony being too sick to join in, she admitted. She let out a heavy sigh and trotted over to her favorite cushy chair, hoping to find some respite. I saw the crystal heart. The light went completely out of it, just like when Sombra ruled. She shuddered thinking about the fight against the evil tyrant Stallion, who once enslaved the crystal ponies under his wretched rule.
Aw, Cadence, I know it's taken a long time for the crystal ponies to recover from that nasty dude, but we're safe now.
He patted her hoof. Shining Armor was such an optimist sometimes.
We should do our best to forget about him.
I love your positivity, Shiny dearest, Cadence replied with candor. But I disagree. Even if King Sombra never returns, we still must look to the Crystal Heart to protect us.
Cadence stood up, determined. And I'm going to make sure it happens. It's my duty as reigning princess of this land, our duty, to be absolutely sure every pony is safe, not only today, but always.
Well, I can't argue with my clever wife on that, Shining Armor admitted. But how are we going to do it?
By fulfilling my other vision, of course. Cadence smiled, thinking of the old garden on the outskirts of the castle grounds. She'd never actually visited it, but she had heard ponies speak about the area from time to time. The Crystal Empire is clearly destined to have an amazing celebration in the garden, and I'm going to make it happen. The ponies are going to be filled with so much love and light that we'll never have to worry again.
Cadence rose and did a little victory twirl. Her violet, rose, and gold mane billowed out like a flouncy skirt.
Cool with me, Shining Armor shrugged with a smile. But can we at least have that hot cocoa first?